Everybody, happy Sunday. Apologies for my voice maybe sounding a little froggy, but I'm just getting over a cold. And this is the first time I've had the house to myself in quite some time. And today, it is because, well, my kids, who are budding jazz musicians, have gone out to a jam. And because my husband just left the house wearing a pair of my panties, which he asked to do. And because I sent him on an errand to return a bra for me at the mall. This is a brand new dynamic between us. And I'm pretty fucking excited by where it might go. So, but in the meantime, here I am, lying in bed. Another development this weekend is, after years of just sort of ignoring it and not really looking for it, I listened to an audio. I still have to figure out which audio it was, where a woman with a French accent was talking about, I think it was a JOI, and I think she was telling me to look for my G-spot. And I didn't know where it was. I've never looked for it. I've just kind of, you know, gotten by with the orgasms that I've had, which have mostly been from my clit, which are, they're good, but they always leave you wanting more, right? Sort of like eating popcorn instead of having a meal. So the key, the sort of crucial information that I was missing, which this woman gave, was what texture to look for. So I inserted a couple of fingers, and I started looking for a sort of slightly bumpier texture. Not smooth tissue, but kind of rough or bumpy. I think she said it was like a raspberry. It's not quite like a raspberry, but ooh, there it is. Oh. And it's not as far in as you'd think it is. And I'm just, of course I'm touching it right now, and applying pressure, just pressing. And it's a totally different thing than stimulating my clit. It's just fucking all-encompassing. I think the other day in the woods that this is what I was feeling, because when you have intercourse, being entered from behind is really a good way to stimulate the G spot. So, yeah, but it's kind of the difference between, I don't know, like, yeah, it's like what I was saying before, like the eating popcorn versus like having like some tremendous, delicious meal with like that's full of umami and just like complexity. That's what I'm feeling now. And it's not like I'm gonna, you know, crest a wave and then come crashing down. It's just, it's more of a all over feeling of intensity and contentment and arousal, but arousal that it just feels like it can go on into infinity, an infinite feeling. Not one that's going to exhaust me the way having repeated clit orgasms might. And like, I get it, those are hot. Those are the first orgasms I ever gave myself when I was really, really young, right? It's easy to access that kind of orgasm. You can't get to your G-spot all the time, but you can rub up against a kitchen counter and stimulate your clit. I'm really proud of myself for, oh, I'm proud of myself for a lot of things, but I'm proud of myself for prioritizing just fucking discovery. And I don't know how I've gone this long without. So, here's to just continuous pleasure. Oh my God. The idea that someone else can find this spot too. And just let me ride this wave, because like, don't get me wrong, this is hot, but my hand's gonna start to cramp up soon. So, fuck yeah, though. Oh man. And now I'm gonna taste myself. So good, so good. How have you been? How was your weekend? I would love to hear more. about your weekend. I also connected with a really, really hot woman on an app, and I'm really hoping we get to meet soon because she's just the perfect combination of like completely fucking kinky and horny. And, you know, she's married and has a kid, and she doesn't need to like have a relationship. And I think that this is what I need, is to experience what being with a woman is like, but not have the emotional connection, because I already have an emotional attachment, as tormented as it may have been the past months, with someone that I've, you know, known for a very long time and is kind of my best friend. So I would really enjoy, though, having a playmate. And honestly, it was hearing about her dynamic with her husband that prompted me to talk about it with my husband. I never imagined that I could send him to the mall to return my bra, and that he would ask me for a pair of my panties to wear and send me a photo of himself with his dick peeking out of my black lace panties. So I'm fucking enjoying the ride. And yes, I am. I am still enjoying these bruises that I have on my tits from my encounter in the woods like 10 days ago. And my cousin just came over, and I was telling her a little bit about what I've been up to. And I don't know, it's just fun. I'm glad that I have friends that I can talk to about this stuff, because I'm terrible at keeping secrets, and I really do want to keep that a secret from my husband. But don't know, I really don't want him to know about my audios, but I was thinking maybe I could just like start playing one for him and not show him where it's posted. I don't know. Tell me in the comments if you think it's a bad idea. I really should just keep this as something for myself, but because I'm a Sagittarius, I've recently learned that we are just absolute shit at keeping secrets. So it's something that I'm working on, and I'm certainly amassing a number of secrets to keep, to be kept. So I think I'm gonna leave it here. This is really rambling and not much moaning right now. I'm just kind of kneading my tits and getting my nipples all so getting so erect. My nipples are funny because they just kind of default to being totally flat, but the second that anyone pays them the slightest attention, then they're ready to go. Like, ready to be teased, touched, gently pinched, and what I have been missing most of all. Oh, I need them sucked so can you give me an assist? Do you think? With your mouth? Your wet, eager mouth on my nipples. Sucking them into your mouth. Sucking so hard. I'm gonna have a nipple orgasm. To be continued. I gotta take care of myself. I'm gonna sign off, but yeah, it's good talking to you. Bye.